Another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That is how President Biden describes the new ban on Russian oil in the U.S., though some companies and refiners had already stopped buying it in the U.S.
The decision today is not without cost here at home. Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump.
He says the ban will likely push prices higher, but he also denies that his policies are holding back domestic production. The president also pledging continued support for Ukraine and condemning the Russian leader.
This much is already clear. Ukraine will never be a victory for Putin. Putin may be able to take a city, but he'll never be able to hold the country.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky still defiant, speaking from his desk in the capital, Kyiv, today, recounting one by one the 13 days of Russian attacks so far.
Constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals, and that didn't break us.
In a speech to the British Parliament, saying he's disappointed NATO countries won't enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Zelensky has also appealed for more warplanes for Ukraine to use for its own defense.
Really, it's up to Poland or any other nation that might want to give aircraft to the Ukrainians. That's a decision that they can make and they should make. We respect that. Whether there's a backfill from the United States, well, again, that's something that that's being explored, but no decision yet.
And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby denies there's any holdup by the U.S. on those planes. McDonald's just announcing it's temporarily closing all of its 850 restaurants in Russia. The company will keep paying its 62,000 employees there, but in an open letter, the CEO calls the closure the right thing to do. He says the company can't ignore the, quote, needless human suffering in Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A longtime prisoner suspected of trying to join the 9/11 hijackers is sent home from Guantanamo Bay.
Mohammed Ahmad Al-Qahtani is back in Saudi Arabia. This after the Biden administration drops a legal fight started under former President Trump contesting the move to send him there. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner speaking to Fox News.
I think this administration and certainly the Obama administration has been very reckless in their release of individuals that are held at Guantanamo.
He's accused of being the possible 20th hijacker in the 9/11 attacks.
The record has shown that those individuals who have been released have a propensity to return back to be threats to the United States.
Guantanamo now houses 38 prisoners. Half of them have been approved for repatriation or resettlement by the review board.
Fox's CJ Papa. Al-Qahtani, who's now 46, was held for 20 years, tortured and never charged, and said to have suffered from schizophrenia since childhood. The Defense Department says he's been sent home for psychiatric treatment. Many large merchants may be facing higher credit card fees from Visa and MasterCard after a temporary reprieve.
The Wall Street Journal says the higher fees were planned before the pandemic, but were put on hold. The increases are on interchange fees paid by merchants when you buy something. Merchants have already been paying more to cover the costs of rewards credit cards. Not all fees are going up. MasterCard tells the Journal it will lower costs for all merchants with transactions below $5 and for businesses hit hard by the pandemic. And Visa is lowering fees for online and in-store purchases from some small businesses. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
From a sell-off to a rally on Wall Street, the Dow's now up 546 points, the Nasdaq jumping more than 2%. Oil prices around 121 a barrel after hitting 128 earlier. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.